he got hold of that Isha Samhita Sagar's story, that how he got a little chance, got him down. And also we saw the videos of Abhay Charan. There we learn, those who didn't read the life story of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we got the real information about how unscrupulous so-called yogis, even that couldn't put Bhaktivinoda Thakur down. And also we know that how determined Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, that he insisted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami to go and approach Gaurakisha Das Babaji to give initiation. Even though so many times, so many excuses, Gaurakisha Das Babaji gave to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami not to give initiation. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur was determined, no, you get it, otherwise don't come back. This is how the spreading Krishna consciousness came through. Through Prabhupada, and we saw Srila Prabhupada also say in a bold way, it was Krishna consciousness. Nothing for granted. So many books, so many literature, so many things we have, which is written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even so many times we sing different songs written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is saying about his own life. This is very humble for himself. But for preaching is bold like a lion. Even he says, the one song, Amar Jibon Sada Papirato Nahiko Punero Les. We sing, isn't it, that song? Also we hear Maharaj said, my life is always engaged in a full of sinful activities. Is it that true? Bhaktivinoda Thakur's life was engaged in a full of sinful activities? No. He's talking about us. We have to purify by hearing. By hearing the life story of such a pure devotee, we must follow. That's why you always observe such personalities' appearance and their activities. That's why we're here, we got together. By hearing, we purify. And Srila Prabhupada always glorified Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's activities and his writings, such a glorious writing. As Maharaj is saying, age of two he started compiling, writing poetry. From the beginning of his life, he was a good writer. Even when he was in charge, he was in charge even in the court. And everything he did is a time frame. Everything precise, timelessly. Every day, if you hear his life stories, so many hours in the court case, so many hours is the chanting, so many hours for little rest, and so many hours for writing और साधना भक्ति he gave he was such an exemplary if you follow that instead of imitating instead of copying it we must follow that was Srila Prabhupada wanted from us by doing that we'll be able to please the parampara So today we got another day. This opportunity to meditate under the lotus feet of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Please help us to become a better devotee. This is such a great devotee.
How long do you have?
And so once we are in Calcutta, Srila Prabhupada was evening darshan. He was saying that if in Bengal the people can take Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instruction seriously and study his books very carefully, then the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is very successful. But they're not interested, as Srila Prabhupada is saying. People in this world, they want cheap things. As we know, Prabhupada giving an example. As you know, these days, the exchanging, instead of having a gold, they're going for plastic. Everybody likes to wear plastic bangles, plastic things. But then the gold is available. Similarly, there's so many wonderful literature written by these great personalities. You know, they want to read other novels under garbage. That's what Prabhupada is so sad. He says, therefore, I have to take Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instruction and my Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami's instruction to outside of India to bring it in again. So this way we are very fortunate. Also we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote such an English book and it's going to Canada. Isn't it? If you're in Canada.
Thank you.
We are proud of it, isn't it? We are part of that line of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Sri Maharaj, is always these special days and this time of September, he always invites me to be a shelter and be with wonderful devotees, and I'm so fortunate to be here with you all under the Maharaja's shelter, under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
نمایش میکنه یا کش نفس کرده خیمت با کیوه نفس کرده میکنه نمسته صدر صدی دیده این گوله بانی پشنبینه یک رسی شرسون نوالی پشنبینه بطرنه
I would like to introduce Mr. Franklin. He's also one of our very ambassadors. Anandamayi joined the movement twice, about 30 years ago.
72.
72. Anandamayi joined the movement 32 years ago. In Kaikai. Anandamayi is from France. He was traveling in India. He came across the university and joined the movement. And since then, he is in India. He's serving to serve in this part of India. And for the last quite a few years, Anandamayi is in Hyderabad. Actually, he has been a lot of his So, since 73, Anandamayi is serving in Hyderabad. And we had a large honor there. And she was also taken out of the And since then, she was serving. She was also a very good person. Anandamayi Prabhu Ki, Shri Prabhupada Ki, both of
So thank you, Ma Bhakti Saraswami, for allowing us to speak a few words and have an opportunity to glorify Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur today on the occasion of his appearance. So that is our opportunity. I remember that early in the when we joined the ISKCON, we had heard, of course, about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but we didn't know much about him. We were certainly, we knew that he had written a very large number of books, and we are very inquisitive about knowing more about the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, in the early 70s, some of our godbrothers, especially Guru Kripa Swami, Yasodhananda, they used to visit regularly the house of Lalit Prasad that is in Birnagar. That's Birnagar near Krishnanagar, where the that's still the house. Is it the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur? The house is still there. And Lalit Prasad had a complete collection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings. So these two disciples of Srila Prabhupada used to go there regularly, and they were amazed to see the number of books which are available written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They could hardly believe that a single individual had written all these books, and they were trying to copy down to read, and of course in Bengali they could not understand that some of the English translations they were reading, and they were telling us, we have gone there, we have seen the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So it was very exciting news for this for all of us. So we came to understand the importance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also when the first song book was compiled by Asudananda Swami. At that time he wrote an introduction about the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So that was also very, very interesting to know all the achievements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is really extraordinary, not only as we heard from Bhakti Saraswami, that he was a great intellectual of his time, and from a very early age he was so inquisitive about philosophical subject matters. When we read the Jaiva Dharma, for instance, it is like encyclopedia of philosophical inquiry. Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to contact with all the existing religious philosophies and of his time. And not only in a superficial manner, but he was trying to understand what is the philosophical basis of all these teachings, and he could also find out that their defects. Jasa Prabhupada sometimes used to tell us that we may write books on sciences such as, for instance, mathematics. One may write a very big volume, mathematical thesis, maybe very big and very impressive, and we can try to also get so many followers by distributing these books. But at the very beginning, if there's a mistake, then you can say the whole book is useless. If at the beginning of mathematics you write 1 plus 1 equals 3, maybe the book will be very big, but it's all useless. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so expert that he could point out in any type of philosophy some basic fundamental mistakes. In this way he could reject the whole philosophical thesis. This is very impressive in the personality of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because nowadays in this age of Kali there are hundreds and thousands of various schools of knowledge, and one must be very intelligent, very discriminating, in order to find out where is the truth. We come in contact with so many theories, and unless we are just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or we are a student of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it will be very difficult. It is so confusing. We go to school, we go to college, we learn, we have to study so many books, and unless we are very sharp, it is all very confusing. We cannot understand actually where the actual truth. So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur rendered great service to the Vaishnava community by not only establishing the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or re-establishing them, but also in condemning, in refuting the adverse philosophical theories of his time, and in this way, by following closely Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings, we can be firmly established in the Siddhanta of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, and also of the Goswami's teachings. He wrote Sri Chaitanya Sikshamrita in order to establish the teachings of the Goswamis into the great details. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained all the teachings. And not only he wrote books, but he also accomplished many other wonderful things. Especially, for instance, he, at the end of his manifested pastimes, he was very busy in broadcasting the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout Bengal in the villages. And for that purpose, he schemed what he called Namhatta. Of course, everybody now is well aware of Namhatta. At the beginning, when we joined the ISKCON, Namhatta was not known, only maybe by name, but Later on, it started to develop in from Mayapur and also throughout Bengal in Orissa by the endeavors of some of Prabhupada's disciples, especially Jabala Goswami and some other devoted disciples. So the concept of Namhata was developed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is a revolutionary method of preaching to the roots. He conceived of these preaching activities as a marketplace where the commodity is the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna. That is a thing to be purchased. And there are various duties which have been assigned to different individuals. The book has been written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur by explaining all these various responsibilities and the names. Some type of hierarchy is also given to all these different responsibilities. And the most wonderful, which I remember and that keeps, I cannot forget any time, is that what responsibility Bhaktivinoda Thakur assigned for himself. He could have made himself the supervisor or the general manager in order to become in charge of the whole Namhatta program. But no, Bhaktivinoda Thakur made himself a humble sweeper. In the marketplace, when the market is over at the end of the day, so many things are lying on the ground. Generally, municipal corporation is looking after cleaning the marketplace. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur took this as his responsibility, as a humble duty, to clean the marketplace of the holy name of the Lord after these exchanges are over. In other words, this responsibility or this function or this service is so wonderful. It is so such a humble attitude for Bhaktivinoda Thakur to have assumed it. It is very wonderful. So these are some of the, of course, other achievements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is that he has discovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is said that at that time the birthplace had become hidden or unmanifest because of various reasons. One of the reasons was that the Ganges had shifted its course over the years, and by the descriptions of existing maps and other descriptions, it was very difficult to understand what was the actual birthplace or appearance place of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is called Yogapit. But taking advantage of older maps and older descriptions, Bhaktivinoda Thakur came to the conclusion that the present place known as Yogapit in Mayapur is the actual birthplace. For that he had to counter many other views and arguments. Some of the people were thinking that the birthplace is in Navadvip, the present day Navadvip, but he proved that the birthplace is actually in the now in what is called Mayapur Dham. At that time, the place was overrun by tulasi trees. It was in a, I think if I remember correctly, it was in the poverty of Mohammedans. Even the Mohammedans, they used to revere that place as very holy. For some reason, they could not explain exactly, but that was the situation at that time. And in order to confirm that this was the actual case of appearance of the Lord, Bhaktivinoda Thakur confided himself to his Guru Maharaj, Jagannath Das Babaji. Jagannath Babaji was in 6 months in a year to stay in Vrindavan. And schedule. So when he heard that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his disciple, had found out the place of appearance of Lord Chaitanya, he immediately came from Vrindavan, and when he was shown the place, he was disabled in the sense that he could not walk, he was paralyzed. He was very old, I think he was about 130 years of age at that time. And he was traveling in a basket which was carried by his disciple. So when he came to that actual place, he jumped out of his basket and he jumped and he chanted the names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was so ecstatic, and that was in this way he confirmed that this place was the, truly speaking, the appearance place, yoga peak, appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was a confirmation by a person who is not having any defects. He has perfect knowledge, being a self-realized, pure devotee of the Lord. In this way, these two great souls, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his own method, scholarly method, and Jagannath Das Babaji, through his transcendental intuition, they confirm that this is the holy place, appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur then had a plan to construct a very big temple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he started to collect funds for the construction of the temple. Although he was very well known magistrate, of course at that time retired, but he was very well known personality of Calcutta. And also, although he had many people were friendly and some others were not so friendly, he had also some enemies, but he used to beg from house to house, and anyone who was ready to give any amount, he was gladly collecting these amounts. In this way, he built this wonderful temple in the yoga pit. So these are some of the achievements of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not merely an intellectual, very great intellectual, very great writer, and also very great preacher. And he devised means to propagate and to broadcast the Sankirtan movement in a very extraordinary manner. In this way, all of us, we are so indebted to the contribution of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that on this very auspicious day of his appearance, we should try to remember his contributions and pay our humble obeisances to Bhaktivinoda Thakur on this occasion. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai.
Thank you so much, Anandamayi Prabhu, for your very eloquent and in-depth glorification of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the wonderful achievements of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the importance of his teachings in our lives. Thank you. Now I'll request His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu to come and glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Radha Krishna Prabhu is a very senior devotee.
In the meantime, you can come, Radha Krishna Prabhu.
Radha Krishna Prabhu was a very successful doctor in Mumbai, and he joined the movement in early 80s.
Radha Krishna Prabhu, come here, come. Anonymous, please keep sitting there.
Since then he had been very actively involved in Krishna consciousness. He gave up his practice and became a full-time devotee, and under his very able leadership and under the guidance of his spiritual master, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, the Chowpatty temple, the congregation in the city of Bombay, developed very wonderfully. And today Radha Gopinath temple is undoubtedly one of the most remarkable temples of ISKCON. And Radha Krishna Prabhu used to be the temple president of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple for many, many years. Only recently he took up some other responsibilities and stepped out of his position of the temple president of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple. So now we'd like to hear the wonderful glorification of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur by His Grace Radha Krishna Prabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Namaskaram, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutra, Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami, Tinamine. Namaste, Saraswati Deve, Gauravani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschata Deshitarine. Vancha Kalpataru, Gashta, Kriva, Sindhavai, Vacha, Patitanam, Pavane, Dio, Vaishnavi, Dio, Namo, Namo. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadha, Shri Vasadi, Kaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Swami Maharaj has given us so much wonderful information about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Also Shyamalal Prabhu and Anandamayi Prabhu. I am not qualified to speak about such a wonderful personality, but as a service and for my own purification, I would like to just recite some of the pastimes and the wonderful qualities of this great Vaishnava Acharya. As we heard, it was the turning point in the history of Vaishnavism when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur reinstated the pure form of teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was really a crusader. And the same qualities we could see in his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And of course, what to speak about His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. These acharyas have very boldly, just as
generals in an army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Vaishnavism. For us, the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a source of inspiration. We admire him and try to imbibe some of his teachings and personal activities. We consider him as our role model, especially because he was a grihastha. Performing his duties perfectly, following the Varnashram Dharma, he was a very highly educated person. Even at that time, during the British rule, he was a magistrate. And the British administration appreciated his services so much. What other magistrates would take weeks and months to accomplish, he would accomplish in one day. They fully trusted him. They respected him and they valued his time just so that he may be able to come to the court. They laid down a railway line to his house. A special railway line was laid right to his house from which he could come by train to attend office. He was a householder and he was taking care of his family very well. He had more than 10 children. But he says in one of the songs that he has written that when I come back from my work to my home, home is like Vrindavan. How he has cultivated and nurtured Krishna consciousness into the lives of his children and family members can be seen from the example of his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. Such an ideal householder. A great example. A great source of inspiration. One should not feel that the process of taking to Krishna consciousness and perfecting it is only for the renounced order. Renounced, yes. He was renounced. Even as a householder, he was renounced. If you see his daily timetable, he would hardly take a few hours of rest. He would very, very intelligently do his budgeting of time. He would allocate specific hours for his office work, for his bhajan, for his taking rest, for his necessities of eating and sleeping. And yet he kept everyone happy, including his members of the family, including the British government, including all those people whom he was a person who gave justice. All this was possible because of his unflinching faith and his determined practice of Krishna consciousness. As we heard, he would not compromise on anything. There were times when he himself and some of his family members were attacked by unscrupulous people. But that did not deter him. He did not, in the interest of some very minor material discomfort, compromise on his religious principles. He very boldly stood against such unscrupulous personalities and did whatever was necessary to clean up the place. So here he was, soft as a rose within, but when necessary, hard as a thunderbolt. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his glories are unlimited. We have an array of other speakers who will also be coming and speaking about certain aspects of his life. It's like a diamond. It has many facets, and on each facet, when the sunshine falls, it gives a beautiful different color. That is the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
సక్షులన్మిలితం ఏనా తస్మై శ్రీ వ్రవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిశ్వం స్థాపితమైన భూతలే స్వయం రూపాపదామ్యం దాతి సుభ్రాంతం వాంఛాకల్పతరోభ్యశ కృపాసింధువే వచ పతితానం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ గౌరవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగం లంగా ఇతే గిరీం యత్ప్రపాతామహం వందే శ్రీగురుం దీనసాయినాం. There is a verse in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Krishna speaks to Arjuna, Yavan Artha Udapane Sarvata Sampradodake Tavan Sarvesh Vedeshu Ramana Suljantaha. Means whatever necessities that we require are already supplied by a great pond, a big pond. So in front of that, a well is useless.
Similarly, if somebody wants to understand Vedas, if they can simply understand the conclusion of the Vedas, then it is understood that they have understood all the Vedas. So here, there is a glorification of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and there are great personalities sitting here, and one insignificant ant Maharaj has called and surprised me. I was thinking he has given a whole encyclopedia of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings in 2 hours class, and there are other great personalities like Anandamaya Prabhu, Shyamalal Prabhu, Radha Krishna Prabhu. So what is there for an insignificant ant to speak, and that too to such a great personality like Bhaktivinoda Thakur? Just by uttering his name, there is a great purification. But then, since Maharaj has requested, and for my own purification, I will try to speak something which I was very inspired by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's contribution to this world. Frankly speaking, I did not hear much or read much about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Only now and then when some great personalities speak about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I used to hear. But one thing I used to relish always is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. They are such wonderful songs that heart just melts by singing those songs. Especially Gaigora Madhura Swaraye, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. What wonderful songs. So, to some degree, I could understand the great compassion of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur through his songs. What a great contribution. And the gentleness of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the perfect lifestyle that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has led, great examples for all of us. Today, if we see ISKCON as a whole, there are very, very few full-time members. Most of us are congregational members who are working outside and practicing devotional service. And this great Acharya is a perfect example of how to practice Krishna consciousness. Krishna has sent Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur to set an example for people in general, how to practice devotional service by being whatever you are. You are a businessman, you are an employee, etc., etc. As already so many speakers have spoken, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a perfect example of a loyal servant to that government which is trying to destroy Vedic culture. But he is the one who actually wanted to uplift Vedic culture. He was a loyal servant. So today modern science is advancing so much, modern civilization is advancing so much to destroy Vedic culture. Some of us may be part of that culture. Some of us may be working in such institutions which are deliberately spoiling Vedic culture. But still, we can contribute just like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur contributed to propagate this Vedic culture by taking part in this Sankirtan movement. So this is such a great example that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has set. He was a perfect gentleman. He was a perfect, what all we can say, all perfectness is there in his life. And his teachings, we can only understand Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's teachings through parampara. Frankly speaking, I was so much attracted to Bhaktivinoda Thakur just recently after seeing Abhaycharan videos. Honestly I am saying this. I was so much attracted by those videos that one thing I could understand, that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a great personality only because Srila Bhaktichara Maharaj has such great devotion towards Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Because of that, I could understand the greatness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Otherwise, I think I would never be able to understand the greatness of such a great Acharya. And today is the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I never dreamt that I would take part in such a wonderful way with the great blessings of all these great Vaishnava Acharyas. And two more things which I would like to share about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Today in Hyderabad temple, we are greatly benefited by the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's system of preaching, that is congregational development, Namahata. 2 years back, there was nothing in Hyderabad temple. We had no clue how to propagate systematically Krishna consciousness movement. But through this great personality's vision, how to propagate, we had started Bhakti Viksha program, and it just multiplied, and we have now 300 committed devotees who are serving this movement. So this, I am very grateful to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur through this Guru Parampara. One more important thing the great quality of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the songs, the regret that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is creating in our heart through his songs. There are some songs which say he was speaking to his mind how valuable the human form of life is and how much you have wasted this human form of life. He was giving a he was addressing to his mind about different aspects of human form of life are being wasted. So I heard about those songs and heard explanation on those songs, and I just got a glimpse of how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is putting this regret in our heart, so that actually we can feel that all these days we have unnecessarily spent our life uselessly. At least now we can understand the urgency of practicing Krishna consciousness. So these are a few things by the blessings of Maharaj that I could speak. When I came here, Maharaj asked me to speak from the heart. So this is what I think.
नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवं गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पश्चात्सुरे जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभद्रवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Ramadan, Hare Hare. Today is such an auspicious day, and then an insignificant soul. Vedanta Prabhu, he was saying, I'm just like an ant, and I feel I'm not even that. So, already His Holiness Acharya Maharaj has given the glory of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and it is like our whole parampara, different acharyas are exemplary in different fields. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like other great devotees they spoke, is the best example of an ideal Guruhatva. Especially in Kali Yuga, maximum people are ruhasthas and doing different activities, and always we have a doubt that, you know, being a ruhastha, how we can be pure devotee of the Lord. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is the best example, being a ruhastha, in detail how we should discharge devotional service. Being a ruhastha, he was praying to the Lord, "Give me a son who can become a naistika sannyasi and spread this glory of Krishna consciousness all over the world." We also desire so many things. What we are supposed to desire, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us as a being a ruhastha, what you have to pray to the Lord. And in other times, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, "Even if I don't mind producing 100 children, the only thing is, I want to make them the servants of Sri Krishna." And like other acharyas, you know, Kaur Kishore Babaji Maharaj, he is exemplary for Vairagya. And A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, he is the exemplary personality who presented the Yukta Vairagya, everything using in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. And especially we are in this parampara, and it is our great fortune that by the causeless mercy of all the great Vaishnavas, we are all in this great parampara doing something. And especially we are from South India. South India is the place for all these so-called Bhagavans and so-called bogus people. So like Vedanta was saying, we could only understand through about Bhaktivinoda Thakur through Bhakti Charu Maharaj Abhay Charan serial. So in that serial especially, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur smashes this bogus Bhagavan, Maharaj has shown very clearly. So on this auspicious day, sometimes we feel like, you know, there is nobody, somebody like Bhaktivinoda Thakur who can smash these people. So on this auspicious day, I feel we should pray again Bhaktivinoda Thakur to appear in South India and smash all those bogus Bhagavans. So I am very thankful to Bhakti Charu Maharaj and all of our great Vaishnavas, and I am an unqualified person. Out of their causeless mercy, I got some opportunity to participate in this program. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Navam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Prasadi Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samyutti Namini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Vishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Prasadi Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitananda Namini Gauru Shakti Swarupaya Rupananda Gauraya Hare Krishna. I never imagined Maharaj would come out. So, it was good fortune to celebrate Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur's appearance there for our own purification. In Mayapur also it performed all together with all the Gaudiya Math together we performed Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur's appearance there several times. So we have heard about Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur many things. Hadia has something to say. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur was a poet. Not only a poet, he was a Vaishnava poet. And actually he was told as seventh Goswami. One of the Padakarta, Balaram Das, Mahatma Shivkumar Ghosh, he appreciated Bhaktivinoda Thakur a lot. He said that he is seventh Goswami. Actually he is. And as you see, he has not only written poems, songs, but also different articles on spiritual subject matter. And within short time, he picked up all the essence of shastras. At the beginning of his life, he was busy with his administrative work. But at the age around 30, after 30 years of age, he got into this mood more when he got the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then within this short time, he picked up all the essence of all the shastras. And not only picked up, but he again presented in the form of books, in the form of, and in that way he was preaching. And he said that he used to go to office and finish his job very quickly. Other officers sometimes used to say, "Sir, you have given a short time here." But Srila Bhaktivedanta Thakur used to show that he showed me which work is pending. All my works are done. So he used to finish his official works very quickly and go to his home and start writing on spiritual subject matter. So in that way, he used his time so nicely, and he did his administrative work, his family responsibility, at the same time a spiritual master. So in that way he has set an example. So we will try and follow in his footsteps. That's it. What I can say.
Thank you so much. I think that Harry is a very learned theologist, very scholarly. And in my word, he actually has a kind of English translation from English to Bengali. And he has been doing it for many, many years. He is a story expert. So now maybe we can have a little question. Why are you learning to
Come on, it's all right.
Even three mridangas will be all right. We will sing one song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Just we'll sing two stanzas. I hope it won't be difficult for you because we did not bring any song copies. Actually, we thought that we'll have the bhajans in the evening. We'll have a lot of songs by... We'll sing a few songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and we'll have the song copies. And we will sing one English song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur also this evening. And we'll discuss briefly about that song. And that is called Saragrahi Vaishnava. Through this one poetry, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And I'm sure many of you know that. It goes like, alas for those who spend their days in festive mirth and joy, the dazzling deadly liquid forms their hearts forever employ. So, in the evening we'll sing those songs. Now we'll just sing one song which was written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but it is in glorification of the devotion or devotee. It says, Shuddha Bhakato Charano Renu Bhajano Yonu Kuru. How many of you know this song? Please raise it. Just at least one stanza. It goes like, Shuddha Bhakato Charano Renu Bhajano Yonu Kuru Bhakato Seva Paramo Siddhi Premo Lotikaro Mul. Then Madhavati Ki Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori Krishna Bashuti Bashuti Boli Paramo Yadave Boli. Can you all sing it with me? It'll be easy. Try hard. Premo Lotikaro Mul.
Shiva Paramo Shiva Primoloki Karo Shuddha Bhakato Charano Renu Bhajana Yonu Shuddha Bhakato Charano Renu Bhajana Yonu Shuddha Bhakato Charano Renu Bhajana Yonu
The meaning of this stanza is Shuddha Bhakato Charano Renu Bhajanoi Onukul. The dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee is very conducive to devotional service. And Bhakato Seva Paramo Siddhi Premo Loki Karuno. The service to the devotee, pure devotee, Bhakato Seva, is the cause of ultimate perfection. And that service to the devotional, service to the pure devotee, is the root of the devotional creeper. The devotional creeper actually takes us back to the spiritual sky. The Bhakti Lata, devotional service, has been compared to a creeper, and that creeper, as our spiritual life develops, that creeper grows, and in this way, finally, this creeper bears the flower of bhava, the transcendental emotion, and the fruit of that creeper is praying, the love of Godhead. So this devotional creeper grows, and the seed of the devotional creeper is received from the spiritual master. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij Brahmando Bhamite Kono Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. While traveling in the universe, unfortunate soul receives this seed of devotional service by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, by the mercy of the spiritual master and by the mercy of Krishna. And when he plants the seed in his heart, in the field of his heart, and takes care of that by Savanam and Kirtanam, then the devotional creeper begins to grow. And finally the devotional creeper goes all the way up to Vrindavan, and there it produces the flower of bhava and fruit of prema. So the root of that devotional creeper, prema lotikaro moon, is Bhakata Seva, the service to the devotees. And we'll go for the next paragraph also. Madhavati thi bhakti janani jatane palano kori Krishna bashati bashati boli paramo adore kori. I observe the days and occasions that are very dear to Madhava, Krishna, like Ekadasi, Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima. These festivals I observe very carefully. Madhava Tithi,
Bhakti Janani, because they are the mother of devotional service. This Madhavatithi is the mother of devotional service. And Krishna Bashuti, Bashuti Boli, Parome, Paramo Adore Boli. I accept the place of residence of Krishna as my residence. Krishna Bashuti, Bashuti Boli, Paramo Adore Boli. With great care and attention, I accept, I observe the place, the residence of Krishna, the holy dham, where Krishna performed his pastimes, as my own residence also. So we'll sing it once again.
Shuddha bhakata charana re bhajana yana
Janayanu Kuru. Nittai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Jayo Jayo Prabhupada 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 Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod Bhakti Vinod Thakur Bhakti Vinod
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Now I will request Chandrasekhar Acharya Das to come on the stage and glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I was born in the darkness of ignorance, but my spiritual master opened my eyes to the torchlight of knowledge. And I come to the basis of my lotus feet. As other devotees spoke earlier about their embarrassment at being here in front of all of you, the same thing goes for me. I feel very much embarrassed. As a matter of fact, the first time Srila Bhakti Sarva Maharaj called me on a stage was, I didn't even know what the Maha Mantra was in Paris in 1993. So how can I come and now speak next to my spiritual master? But that's, you know, that works. As a matter of fact, that's offensive to speak in front of one spiritual master. But the order is there, so let's do this. As we heard also from other devotees, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was very strict in his sadhana, very regulated in his daily activities, and especially his chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, on his deeds was done very meticulously, and again very in a very systematic, very regulated way. First thing in the morning, chanting 64 rounds a day. And yet he was like a lotus in the water, untouched by all the materialism around him. He had this very high post in the British government, and yet he was completely unaffected, uncontaminated by that influence. So he sets this wonderful example for all of us to follow. As Srimati Chaitanya Prabhu was saying, most members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are Grihasthas, are living in the world, and are therefore very much immersed, externally speaking, in this nasty modern civilization. But if they follow Bhaktivinoda Thakur's example, they can be in this nasty civilization and yet be unaffected by it, by the mercy of previous acharyas, and especially by the mercy of this holy name. So in this connection, I'll just read a small paragraph, a glorification of the holy name, which comes from Harinam Chintamani. It is by the mercy of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that we are able to hear Srila Haridas Thakur glorify the holy name. So there's this beautiful, famous glorification of the holy name. There is no knowledge as pure as the name. There is no vow as powerful as the name. There is no meditation more effective than the name. Nor is there any fruit greater than that attained by the name. There is no greater renunciation than the name. There is no greater peace than the name. In this world, there is no greater pious activity than taking the name. Nor is there any quicker progress than in the name. The name is the highest liberation, the highest freedom, the highest destination, the highest peace, the point of no more searching. The name is the highest devotion. The name is the purest inclination of the jiva. The name is the highest love and direct remembrance of the Lord. The name is the cause of all causes, the Supreme Lord, most worshipable, and is a form of guru to bring one to the Lord. So on this most, most special auspicious day, we can pray to the devotees, we can pray to our spiritual master. or a spiritual master, is we can pray to Srila Prabhupada and of course to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that we get a little taste for this holy name and that we get the ability to be strong in our sadhana. Because if we chant this Maha Mantra regularly, very attentively, very carefully, listening to each syllable very, very attentively, then we become invested with Krishna consciousness. We become empowered to lead our life in full Krishna consciousness. So this is a very opportune moment to remind ourselves about this great importance of the holy name and to pray to sincerely be able to chant it with full respect and attention in an inattentive way. And in this way, as it's stated here, make rapid progress in spiritual life. And finally, I'll leave you with one other quote by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which I find very, very, very beautiful. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, truth is eloquence. Eloquence, the definition of eloquence is truth spoken concisely. So in just four lines, Bhaktivinoda Thakur encapsulates the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, and everyone knows it. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art. Krishna, he understands his eternal nature, therefore he never dies. His body may die, but all souls never die, but a Vaishnava specifically doesn't die because he is never influenced by Maya. So one who thinks that a Vaishnava dies is an illusion, because a Vaishnava doesn't die actually. Why? Especially because he's living still in sound. A devotee is on the absolute platform, therefore his words are no different from himself. Therefore, time and time again, we hear of the importance of Vani, and how, for example, Srila Prabhupada is there in his Vani. And therefore, if we simply read his books and listen to his lectures, we are associating with him directly. The same case is there with our spiritual master. Of course, we should take as much Bapu as possible, but the Vani is always there. And therefore, the Vaishnava doesn't die. Actually, he dies to live. And living tries to spread the holy name around. In other words, when the Vaishnava leaves his body, he is on what is called the eternal roadshow. He takes birth somewhere else to assist the spreading of the holy name. That is his eternal occupation. So, how beautifully Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has put it. So again, on this most special day, I pray to all of you for the kindly blessing that I may never leave the shelter of ISKCON. The shelter of all of you, the shelter of our spiritual master, the shelter of Srila Prabhupada, the shelter of the holy name, the shelter of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Hare
Krishna.
Om Jyanti Mirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Milikam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. I was going to speak about a few things, but most of the devotees have spoken about many of the topics. Predictions. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted Srila Prabhupada's arrival, actually, in 1894-96. During that period, he said a very special great Vaishnava will appear, and he will propagate Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. He also said that all the world religions, Islam, Christianity, Judaism, will combine under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone will actually appreciate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He also said Europeans will dance alongside the Bengalis in Mayapur Dham. Now you can imagine these predictions were made in 1894 during the British domination of India, and Krishna consciousness was not even heard in the Western world. So what a bold statement that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur made. Now, once Srila Prabhupada said that he was having a debate with his disciples, and he said that to an atheist, that your ancestors may be monkeys, but my ancestors are poets. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one exalted poet, and he wrote many songs, and during that period there were many people who wrote songs, love songs, popular folk songs, and to attract people's minds, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur kept the same tune and rhythm and wrote Krishna conscious songs. So I'm just going to share one song with you. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur. I'll just read the English translation because his poetry was so great. O Venerable Vaishnava, O Ocean of Mercy, please be merciful to your servant. Give me the shade of your lotus feet and purify me. I hold on to your lotus feet. Teach me to control my six passions. Rectify my six faults. Bestow upon me the six qualities and offer unto me the six kinds of holy association. I sit here in the hope of having your association. Alone, I do not find the strength to carry on the sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Please bless me by giving me just one drop of faith with which to obtain the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Krishna is yours, Krishna Shetumar. You have the power to give him to me, Krishna Dipe Paro, Dumare Shataki Ashe. Ami Tu Kangal, Krishna Krishna Bole, Dai Tava Pache Pache. I am simply running behind you, calling out Krishna Krishna. This is a very beautiful song. It's speaking about the importance of the spiritual master, the Vaishnava Thakur, who can grant Krishna to everyone else. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poems, he wrote many, and he actually, when we have problems with our spiritual life, where we have lack of humility, lack of tolerance, and we are having the six bad qualities, these songs, and as many others, help us to meditate and improve our spiritual lives. And it's amazing because he's a Nitya Siddha. Maharaj was saying that he was a Nitya Siddha. So how does he relate to us when we have these issues and problems in our spiritual life? And I sometimes find it very difficult. How does a pure devotee understand what a conditioned soul is going through? But that's the meaning of a pure devotee. He has full realizations, and he understands and he empathizes with every living entity. So he writes these beautiful songs in order for us to develop a mood of humility, tolerance. So that's how I will glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Jnana Jimrandasya, Jnana Jnana Shivataya, Chakshuram Meditamena, Tasmin Shri Gurvayana. So Dina Krishna started with the opening line from my page, so I'm going to have to think of something else to say. Thank you. I don't feel very qualified to be up here to speak, but since Guru Maharaj asked, prepare something. I tried, but every time I wrote something, the devotees would cover the points that I've written down. So then I wrote something else, and still the devotees would come up and said exactly what I was thinking about saying. And so I thought, okay, well, not so many have spoken about a translation of a song or poetry, and then Dina Krishna came along, and so these notes are going to be somewhat unhelpful. So I'll try and be very real and very personal from my own perspective of how wonderful Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings are. Every day in our lives we face some form of struggle, whether it's at school or in the family, with friends or in relationships. So every day we get caught in a trap. Instead of being Krishna's puppet, we end up being Maya's, what we might say in London and England, Maya's Muppet, controlled by the modes, passion, ignorance, and completely overwhelmed. And often it's very difficult to kind of come out of that rut, especially when you're caught in the emotion of it. Well, again, whether it's on the friendship level, you have an argument with your parents, or you're struggling with your studies, or now that I'm at work, you struggle at work. So in these times, often, as I would often describe, you get beaten by Maya. Maya continually harasses you, and she doesn't let go. So in that point, when your mind and your intelligence is completely, what's the word, lost, and you have to let go, then you have to surrender. And it's in times like these that I would often take solace and shelter of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's wonderful writings. So I thought I would share some of my realizations from two of the songs. So the first one's from Manasya Deho Geha. So often we're thinking that this is my mind, this is my intellectual thought, this is my property. My family is mine, my friends are mine. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, mind, body and family, whatever may be mine, I have surrendered at your lotus feet, O youthful son of Nanda. And I was thinking how poetry at school, they used to teach us Romeo and Juliet and so many other strange and wonderful things about cats and dogs and, you know, plant pots, and how we should try and think of something deep and meaningful from them. So whilst I was preparing, I was thinking, these are such wonderful poems that actually in life, when we struggle, these pots and plants and cats and dogs and that kind of poetry doesn't help, whilst something like this does, because you put everything into perspective. Everything that you have, everything that you think you own, isn't actually yours, rather it is the son of Nanda's. And whenever there's good fortune, often we forget that it's Krishna that provided that good fortune. And we say, yes, we created our own luck. You know, yes, I've got this high-flying job, my car, my house. But here again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Sharanagati says, in good fortune or in bad, in life or at death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter. Meaning that we shouldn't be disturbed one way or the other, whether it's good fortune or bad, either way, I have to understand and accept it as a gift from Sri Krishna. I remember reading just a couple of weeks ago, Prabhupada writes in his purports of in Srimad Bhagavatam that often we are experiencing so many good things, so many bad things, but it's a quality that we have to develop to think that whether it's good or bad in our own perception, that this is in Krishna's control and it's a gift from Krishna. So the song again reminds us of that great fortune that Krishna is continually gifting us. And then one of my favorites, and I used to say as a young boy, is slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. And that's such a, for me it means a lot, because there have been times when you get to a point where you think, well, now what? And you get to a point where it's very difficult emotionally in terms of family and friends, and you do struggle. So this is a very wonderful meditation to keep. Please, my dear Lord, slay me or protect me as you wish, for you are the master of your eternal servant. There were a few other lines that I was just going to read very quickly, just to express how wonderful this poetry is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And this is from Gopinath. I'll read a few of the ones that I read at work sometimes, because work is very difficult sometimes. So it's very soothing to the heart. I'll just read two. It says, O Gopinath, please remove the torment of worldly existence. I can no longer tolerate the pain of ignorance and the repeated succession of births and deaths. O Gopinath, indeed I am a servant of lust. Worldly desires are awakening in my heart, and thus the noose of fruitive work is beginning to tighten. So these are just two of the paragraphs from Gopinath. And for anybody who is not familiar with the writings of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I would humbly request that you all do read them. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki.
Many projections, and one of his projections that this Sankirtan movement would spread all over the world, and that people of all races, creeds and colours would unite and come under the umbrella of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can all see this practically today, how this is manifested, and specifically through Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy that this Krishna consciousness has spread and is continuing to spread in the world as well. And like Sanikam Krishna, I'd just like to read out also a wonderful prayer to the spiritual master, showing our lack and praying for the drop of mercy that we can all be used as servants in this wonderful movement. So through this, to this servant, just one drop of mercy. I'm lower than a blade of grass. Give me all help. Give me strength. Let me be you as you are, without desire or aspiration. I offer you all respect, for thus I may have the religion to know you correctly. Then by chanting the holy name in great ecstasy, all my faces receive. When will such mercy fall to this one who is weak and devoid of intelligence? Allow me to be with you. If you examine me, you will find no quality. Your mercy is all that I am made of. If you are not merciful unto me, I can only weep, and I will not be able to maintain my life. I actually had quite a few pages of notes on the slight family practitioner also. They're all covered one by one, so I'm left with nothing but the ones for translation. So Hare Krishna, that's enough.
From London is staying in the group, and the theme of the day, and so we are very, very fine.
Morning and darkest of ignorance, from the spiritual master, open my eyes to the short chance of knowledge. I offer my respects for data to them to him. I just wanted to reiterate a pastime which was depicted in the Abhijayam series. It was, I'll start from the scene, it's just after Bhaktivinoda Thakur has retired from his career as a high court judge. He's approached by the British, at that time the British were ruling, and he's approached by them because they're in complete despair, they're in fear. There's a personality who seems to be gaining more and more power, more and more momentum, but they don't reveal this to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They approach him and they say, please can you help us tackle him? Bhaktivinoda Thakur of course knows it's due to their fear. This personality in the other show is called Falga Baba. Everyone remember Falga Baba? So Falga Baba was considered a great mystic yogi and claimed to be God. He was a tantric. He was following tantric mystic, and in other words, he was a magician. Despite the fact that it was the British that were asking, when bearing in mind that they were ruling at the time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur simply out of humility said, I try. Many of us, when we're approached with services, initially say no, just like I did today when Guru Maharaj approached me. But actually out of humility we should try. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur displayed this, he tried, he said, I'll try. And it didn't matter who was asking, it was a service to the Lord. So, humbly, he decided to tackle Falga Baba. And he only needed one weapon, one invincible weapon. Does anyone remember what it is? Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam. He had so much faith, he had so much conviction that this was all he needed. Faith is something, Sri Prabhupada says in the second chapter of the Gita, faith is something unflinching trust in something sublime. Very few of us have unflinching trust. We think we have faith. We don't have unflinching trust in something sublime. So this is something else that Bhaktivinoda Thakur demonstrated. So with faith, he took his invincible weapon, Bhagavatam, and he didn't take anything else. That was everything he needed, in fact. As he approached Bhagavata, he directly asked him, I know what you're doing. Why are you doing this? I know you're not God. You know you're not God. And what happened? The father of Baba, of course, admitted, right? So what else could he do? Just come in it for the fame, for the glory, for the name, for the women, whatever else there was to gain, there was no pure intention there. So, but the Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was, again, his face came out. He said, I will put a stop to this. Father Baba wasn't frightened at this point, but later on it proved that Bhaktivinoda Thakur did put a stop to this. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes his invincible weapon, he takes the Bhagavatam, and he goes to a holy place, not so far from Father Baba. Of course, wherever Bhaktivinoda Thakur is becomes a holy place. So he takes the Bhagavatam and he starts reciting. And what happens? He starts attracting people. The villagers come and start listening. Everybody's surrounding him. It's the purity that actually attracts all these villagers. So whilst this is going on, he's reciting the Bhagavatam. Father Baba, with his mystic tantric mantras and whatnot, he's sending different shaktis, negative energies, to distract Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He sends the wind, he sends rain, he sends the ghosts. But, of course, nothing stops Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his path. Finally, Bhagavad Baba sent such a power, such a ghost, that once that ghost has been invoked, it has to kill. Doesn't it? So, it was invoked and it was sent. Of course, in a film or anything else, we think, oh, finished now. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's had it. But of course, this isn't an ordinary film. This isn't ordinary life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, while these villagers were watching him, they were observing this protection around him, a bubble, like a golden glow. But he's protected. So this ghost comes, attacks. Does anything happen? Nothing happens to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's protected by purity. So one other thing with this tantric mantra is that once the ghost is sent, it has to kill somebody. If it doesn't kill the person that it's intended to kill, it kills the person who sent it. So of course, this is how Father Baba was destroyed. This story, someone told me this story today, and many things came out of it which inspired me. But the main point which I mentioned earlier was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's humility. So Sri Prabhupada says that humility means that one should not be anxious to have satisfaction of being honoured by others. Then in one of his books, Bhakti Sirtamar, Sherva explains that humility means two things. Being humble means firstly being submissive to Krishna's will, and secondly being bold enough to execute Krishna's will. Sometimes we think humility means just to be weak, to be quiet, to not protect the holy name, to not protect Krishna, to not protect the devotees. But of course, true humility means to be submissive to Krishna's will and to be bold. So, being submissive to Krishna's will means that understanding that Krishna always has a plan. Isn't it? We have our plans. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'll study this. I'll have this job. I'll get married then. I'll retire at this age. But rarely our plans go according to how we want them to. Not so long ago, Guru Maharaj said to me, actually Krishna's plan is always best, and be patient and everything will be revealed. So we should be submissive to Krishna's plan. So Krishna also had a plan in this. Through Father Baba, the glories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur really came about. Bhaktivinoda Thakur submitted to Krishna's will. He became his instrument. Then, second thing, he was bold. He didn't not do anything about it. Sometimes we think, just to be quiet and sit back, just to be humble. Actually, that may be false humility in some cases. So he took advantage of him and he went. He surrendered to being used as Krishna's instrument. With this in mind, I'd like to pray that with the blessings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we can all become Krishna's instruments, be submissive to Krishna's plan, and to be bold enough to be used as his instrument. And initially there may be unfavorable situations, but purity will always succeed, and that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur demonstrated. One other point which was really important to me was something which Guru Maharaj started, he spoke when he opened the festivities today. He said the Bhagavat comes in two forms, the person and the book. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur was reciting from the Bhagavatam, those two came together, and that's where we saw it, the Bhagavatam, the actual literature, and the person. So, actually, if it wasn't for his own Bhaktivinoda Maharaj, I wouldn't even be able to begin understanding these things. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, please.
Yeah.
My head got me unexpectedly, and I don't know what to say. Because most of the speakers have already spoken everything about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I can only say that I'm happy to be here in Ujjain, and thanks for Maharaj to invite us for this program. And see how I can help Maharaj in this project here in Ujjain. I used to live on a farm in South Africa, and I was attacked by four robbers, and I've been involved with Krishna consciousness for many years, and I've been practicing, and since that time I was saved by Krishna. And from that time, it was in 1982 somewhere. And since that time, I said, you know, Krishna has given me a second chance to live, so I must serve Krishna as most I can, the way I can do this. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
and a point that came up of surrender, I was reading one anecdote, I can't remember who it was by, but they said, so what would you do, Prabhu, if your spiritual master and Krishna walked through the door? What would you do? So I think the answer to that is that you'll offer your obeisance to your spiritual master and say, Gumash, is that really Krishna? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur for me has emphasized surrender unto Guru. Even in our spiritual life, we try and make some arrangements and some alternatives. Sri Guru Sarana Param. When your heart finds a home, then you find peace and contentment. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur for me has shown us that when you find a home for your heart at the feet of the spiritual master, and then your execution of your life is fulfilled in your Krishna consciousness. So that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in the emphasis, you see, surrender at the feet of Guru. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Now I request Mata Linda Bhui just arrived with a restaurant name, came from France. Mata Linda Bhui has been a devotee for many years. He is from France, but now he has been here in India for the last 3 years. And Mata Linda is teaching in Vrindavan as well as in Mayapur, and the BIHU, Vrindavan is still of higher education, and Mayapur is still of higher education. And he used to be one of the very prominent Buddhist leaders in France, and he helps our movement in a very wonderful way. Thank you, Mata Linda.
Om Janasi Nirandasya Janam Sadashala Kaya Sakshu Militam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhisham Kapitam Yena Bhutale Padam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Tikam Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktishwaru Svamisi Nandi Sridha Chita Sukhani Padalinam Sharata Kutam Prabhupadata Samam Nidakti Sarupadam Namahum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gurvani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Vishvakarine. Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy to be amongst all of you here. It's quite a big ceremony. I didn't expect such a big events here in Ujjain, but Guru Maharaj is always putting things in a grand perspective. So we have the privilege of arriving on a very holy day, which is the Adibhaktiti or Surabhaktiti? The appearance day or the appearance? So the appearance day of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as we all know, he is considered to be the pioneer of Krishna consciousness in the West. In 1996, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was already in the height of his career as a magistrate, and as a recognized Vaishnava in India, he had already proven himself in terms of writing literature, in terms of spreading the marketplace of the holy name. And in 1996, which is a very special year for all of us, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sends a copy of the precepts and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the West, to the McGill University in Montreal, Canada. Because he wanted to, being the pioneer of Krishna consciousness, he wanted to spread the holy name to all corners of the world. And as we know, interestingly enough, it happened to be also the birthday, the year of the birth of who? Who was born in 1896? Yes, Srila Prabhupada. So we can see there's a, when it comes to the councils or orders, there is a very intimate link between all the acharyas. One follow the other, and their concern and their loving care is to establish further the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is definitely one of the most tallest and efficient acharya that has ever happened to be in our line of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Is oftentimes termed as the seventh Goswami. And he is the embodiment of a perfect Grihastha, because he had over 10 or 12 children, including Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And but he, in the midst of all his numerous occupations, being a magistrate of the highest ranking order, working for the British government, he, as I mentioned before, spread very efficiently and in a very organized manner Krishna consciousness to every nook and corner of Bengal. He is also to be recognized as the one who has given the possibility to each village person in any remote corners of Bengal, everyone to take up Krishna consciousness, Namahata. Hare Krishna. So the Namahata is, and in itself he considers the sweeper of the marketplace. So what's humility? He is giving the ability to take up Krishna consciousness to everyone. Whatever their level of education is appealing to the soul to take up Krishna consciousness, and he himself is just the humble sweeper, is preparing the marketplace, is inviting the soul to surrender to Krishna. This is a great acharya, and as you know, he has written, he has spent over 100 books, which are monuments in the spectrum of Vaishnava literature, and also he has written numerous songs, written in simple Bengali for everyone to understand, very deep song, Sharanagati and all. So we should definitely take advantage of such a day by trying to absorb ourselves in his contribution. Actually, if we study all our acharyas which have paved the way up to now into this 21st century, all our acharyas are sublime. They participate of the highest order in the world of transcendence. All of them are Mahabhagavat. All of them, they are surrendered to Krishna. So we cannot actually assess the fortune of being in touch with such an illustrious family coming from the Supreme Lord himself. And as we go further down, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Gaurakishore Dadabhaji Maharaj in between, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada is past, is unparalleled in the history of mankind. What Srila Prabhupada has done is unheard of in all history since practically the dawn of creation, because he has taken the gist of human, of Vedic culture, which is Krishna consciousness, and without altering the method of Krishna consciousness, he has given it to all of us, Westerners, Videshi, and claim to start spiritual life. So he has, without altering the message, and on top of consciousness. It didn't lose itself with this time into petty, you know, cultural considerations like karma kanda or jnana kanda. It gave us the ability to immediately surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of his predecessors, he has given this establishment, this institution, which is gradually blooming and blossoming, bubbling with ecstasy all over this planet. So we have to play an active role, very important, because life is slipping through our hands. Each time that the sun and sun set on the horizon, at the end of the day, our life is being depleted. Our eternity is being depleted. Except for those who glorify Uttama Krishna. If we glorify Krishna from the bottom of our hearts, then we can counteract the effect of the sun on our existence. In other words, we can be able to revive our spiritual nature, our divine eternal nature as a spirit soul. So this is basically a very important moment in time in history that we're living now, because we can counteract the effect of time. We can go back to Krishna. We have been given the ability. We have been given the possibility. We have such an illustrious family behind us. And to conclude, we can see that as a very diligent and faithful son of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj has taken up the task of spreading also Krishna consciousness. And with his own effort, his own focus on pleasing Srila Prabhupada, he has braved so many obstacles, and he has become what he is today, a very important member of, and he has been empowered to accomplish many tasks, many things in the last 30 years or so. Grandsons, whoever, whatever, we are in his footsteps. We cannot imitate, but we can follow suit, following the footsteps of the Acharya. And in the same way, we will become active, we will play an active role in this Eastern society. So my only humble appeal is that we please help each other in spiritual life. We are on the same boat, and even though we may not know each other at first sight, we should reinforce our commitment to Krishna consciousness, help each other, because life is very short, and become true devotees, participate in the movement of Srila Prabhupada, help others to connect to Krishna also, and glorify devotees also. It's very important. Always glorify devotees and not offend them. Everyone is important, whatever is aspect may be. Every one of us is so important to participate in this movement. Sai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Bhakti Thakur ki, Guru Maharaj ki, Sadhu Satsanga ki, Gopamanande.
Now I request Shudhita Bora Vigrahadas to come over and glorify Swami Vrindavan. Shudhita is from Africa. He is a very committed devotee. He joined the movement since his college days. And in many complicated studies, he became an addicted. But then he went back to his father's wisdom, and now he's developing his own sickness for Krishna. Thank you, Krishna.
No.
Thank you very much, first of all, for giving me this privilege to speak. On one hand, it's a very nice experience. On the other hand, it's a difficult one because I wasn't prepared for this. And when I hear so many exemplary devotees speaking so nicely about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I find it very difficult to know what to say. And on top of that, Burma is sitting here on stage, it makes life more difficult for me. Anyway, I will still try the best of my ability, and I hope Krishna will help me. Speaking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when I first became involved in Krishna consciousness, one of the major changes that I went through was that I first learned how to become an Indian. Because although I was born with an Indian body, I've always tried, not very successfully, but I've tried to follow the West. So that has been the trend in India for a long time. I've been raised with Western education, Western school, Western college. We were always looking to the West. But for the first time, by Guru Maharaj's mercy, I became involved in Krishna consciousness. I started reading Srila Prabhupada's books. One of the personalities that attracted me was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. As Guru Maharaj knows very well, it's a passion, I would say, among the cultured Bengalis to read a lot about Rabindranath Tagore, as a very famous poet in Bengal, a Nobel laureate. But when I started reading Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's poetry, I could see what an amazing poetic talent he had. And as I gradually delved deeper into Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's works, I just didn't comprehend the depth of his knowledge, of his understanding, and of his way of spreading Krishna consciousness. In fact, in my understanding, I think Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's major, or one of the major contributions anyway, is that he revived the Krishna consciousness movement as we know it today. Although 500 years ago Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and gave the pure love of God, somehow or other, through Apa Sampradayas and many other things, especially in Bengal, it got deviated. And the cultured people somehow rejected that as the most important thing in life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, because he was a very successful personality otherwise as well, was able, by his scholarship, by his poetic abilities, to re-establish the solid philosophical foundation of Krishna consciousness and make it acceptable to the highest class of people. Actually, this philosophy or this culture is meant for the highest class of people, for the most intelligent class of people. But somehow or other, it got lost. Probably it was part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime that he wanted to glorify his pure devotees like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that he created this situation so that people like Bhaktivinoda Thakur and then subsequently Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada and now Guru Maharaj could come and take this mission forward. So I think that itself is a major contribution of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Vaishnava tradition of Parampara. The other understanding that I had was of his concept of Saranagati. In one simple poetry, he explained the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And he gave us the entire range, the entire spectrum of understanding of the Gaurya Vaishnava Siddhantas and the philosophy. And I've heard Guru Maharaj's lectures on that, and it's just amazing that how in just few lines, almost in the form of a sutra, just like the Vedanta Sutra,
And then subsequently there was Srimad Bhagavatam as a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. In the same way, I think Sharanagati was just like a sutra, and then subsequently our acharyas have explained that in different purports and lectures and so on. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave us the sutras in the form of Sharanagati. And I just hope and pray that one day I become qualified to follow in the footsteps that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us and can be of some service to the Vaishnavas and to Guru Maharaj. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Sudhita. Hare Krishna. Now, I will request Devakuti to come and glorify Shiva. Devakuti is from Calcutta. As you can see, she's just a little girl. She was even more ego just about 3 months ago. She is very arrogant, she knows few chapters of Bhagavad Gita by heart, and we are eagerly waiting to hear the Lord's glorification.
Jyanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Saksharan Militamena Tasma Shri Guruve Namaha. It's a really difficult task glorifying such a personality like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and I'm really very nervous. Suddenly Maharaj called me up on the stage. It was really unexpected. I'm not that qualified to really speak on or glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but since I've seen the series Abhay Charan, maybe I have some idea what a Bhakti Vinod Thakur's life was like. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, for me, he was the best role model because he set an example for the Grihasthas that, like, I've seen many fathers struggling away. So he teaches a lesson to every father that you surrender yourself as well as your child to Shri Krishna and He will protect you. He teaches every mother that you have to teach your child each Indian culture and give your child each information and instruction which Shri Krishna gave as well as what Srila Prabhupada gave. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was really a very great soul because with his Bhagavatam power he could defeat the Tantric, and he's got that that gravity in him that he could attract people towards Krishna consciousness. I'm very thankful to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he again revived Bhagavatam as well as he again introduced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the fallen souls like us. and we were really, we never knew who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was. Because of such great gurus, we've come to know that we, grihasthas, also can lead such a life, and I'm greatly inspired by Bhaktivinoda Thakura as well as my mother, because when we were watching the Abhaycharan series, then we used to compare our life with Bhaktivinoda Thakura and see, we are such fallen souls. We are nothing in front of him, not even an ant. And even Srila Prabhupada, I remember about his wife, how he used to ask her not to have tea. So, the same way, we try and try a level best and preach. I hope that Bhaktivinoda Thakura always blesses me as well as Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Hari Bol.
Thank you, Devaki and Krishna. So now we will offer Pushpanjali to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are flowers, it adds the flowers. And in the evening also we will have another session. I could not call all the devotees that I wanted to up on the stage to glorify Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But we will have another session in the evening. And although the evening session will be predominantly Bhaktivinoda Thakur's bhajan session, but at the same time we will have some glorification also. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. So now we offer our Pushpanjali to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.